Hello, shalom. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying the Book of Job, Sefer Iov, Perek Kafhe, Chapter 25. To recap, in chapter 24, Iov complained that God is allowing the wicked to prosper and is not punishing them. Secondly, Iov reiterated his view that we have seen him argue throughout the entire book, that he did not sin, and it's the immoral people who succeed. The unethical are the ones who swindle the poor and the destitute, the orphans and the widows. It is not logical to say that these orphans and widows sinned and therefore they are oppressed. It's not a punishment from God that they are mistreated. Iov is demonstrating that the question of the success of the evil and the righteous person suffering are two sides of the same coin, because one group oppresses the other. Would you say the widows and orphans deserve to be oppressed by the unethical? Iov doesn't think so, and Iov wants a good and honest answer to his questions. In our chapter, chapter 25, Bildad responds. All the friends always respond in the same order. Eliphaz, Iov. Bildad, Iov. Sofar, Iov. Our chapter is the last response of the friends in this last cycle of answers. And here, Sofar's response is excluded, so Bildad is the last. Our chapter is also the shortest in the entire book. Possibly because the friends exhausted all their answers to Iov in the philosophical, theological arena. The book gives the lion's share of speaking to Iov, because it's really about Iov and his views. We want to hear his voice. In chapter 23 and 9 and many others, Iov said that he is convinced about his righteousness and that he does not deserve his suffering, even according to the friend's theodicy that sinners get punished. Here, Bildad responds to this specific claim that Iov keeps on saying, that he is righteous, 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 and never sinned. Vaya'an Bildad Hashuchi Vayomar. Bildad the Shuchite said in reply, remember, this is the last of this group of three friends. This is the last of their replies. Hamshel Vafachadimo Ose Shalom Bimromav. Dominion and dread are his, are God's. He imposes peace in his heights. Hayesh mispar ligdudav? Ve'al mi lo yakum orehu? Can his troops be numbered? On whom does his light not shine? Uma yitzdak enosh im el? Uma yiske yuludisha? How can man be correct, right, before God? How can one born of a woman be cleared of guilt? Hen ad yareach lo ya'ahil, v'chochavim lo zachku be'enav. Even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in God's sight. Af ki enosh rima, uven adam toleah. How much less man, a worm, the son of man, a maggot. God is all-powerful in the heavens and the earth. He controls all the celestial forms. Clearly, in comparison, how can man be worthy of anything? Man is just human-born, born of a mother, of a woman. And humans are the sons of worms and maggots. Humans are like maggots. Mitipas rucha. From a smelly liquid. We will study this perek according to the Malbim. Rabbi Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michal Weiser, who lived 1809 to 1879 in Eastern Europe. And is a very famous commentator. Malbim's view is that Bildad argued that the righteous who suffer ultimately are rewarded for their suffering, and the wicked will get their punishment in the world to come. So everything evens out in the end. Eov, in his arguments, rejected these claims. Remember, Eov said, no, same thing happens to the good and the bad, the wicked and the righteous. And not only that, many times the wicked are more successful. Bildad here is saying, no, there is divine providence. And God does pay the righteous and punishes the wicked in the end. However, and this, again, we're doing according to Malbim's view of Bildad, what is he saying? There are rules of nature that govern the world. For example, Malbim explains, if a righteous person is walking during a rainstorm, he might get drenched. That might discomfort him, but it is good for the meadows and the fields. Light and darkness are good for all, but thieves and murderers can use it for their own uses. Ubechol zot ein she'ila sheyishaneh Hashem teva haklalit asher hi letovat haklal bishvil ha'ish hamiuchad ki ha'teva haklalit arucha bakol ushmura bechokhma v'yecholet v'chesed lefi ha'tov haklali hagam sheyitzmach al yada lifamim ra la tzadik o tov la rasha bimikre aval lo yishane teva haklalit ba'avur ha'ishi haprati. Explanation. There is no question of God altering universal nature, which is meant for the benefit of the whole, for the sake of a particular individual, which means God will not change universal nature for the benefit of one particular individual. Because universal nature encompasses everything. God will not modify universal governance, which means the natural rules in the universe, for the sake of an individual person. Notwithstanding that, as a result, bad may sometimes befall a righteous person, or good may chance upon a wicked person. Nevertheless, in the end, God never shortchanges the righteous, nor does he let the wicked go scot-free, but rewards and punishes them in singular ways that require no change in nature, either in this world or in the world to come. So in the Malbim's view, Bildad's argument is that it is quite possible that a righteous person may suffer if he is born with a bad horoscope and his destiny ordains adversities and troubles, because God will not change universal nature for his sake. Remember, this is Malbim explaining Bildad's view. We saw Metzudat David had a similar idea with the idea of the horoscope. Still, the righteous person will yet be rewarded, whether for his righteousness or for the suffering he had endured without cause. For there is another world, a spiritual one, that is not subject to the cosmic forces of this world or to its fortunes. So there's always a possibility that the good people will be rewarded. But on the other hand, God will not alter universal governance in order to punish a wicked person whose destiny ordains that he be rich and successful. Rather, he will leave it to the world. He will leave the world to its nature, and the wicked person will be punished in the future, maybe in Olam Haba, in the eternal world, as Bildad explained in his second speech, which we did. And so, there is no problem as to why the wicked prospers in this world. Again, as Malbim is explaining Bildad, his stars are the reasons. He was born under the right star. And yet, he will be punished when the time comes. And God will compound his punishment in proportion to the measure of the good he had enjoyed and according to his wickedness. So Malbim's overall explanation of Bildad's view throughout the entire book of Iyov shows that your fate is decided by the stars you were born under, the constellation you were born under. But in the end, Hashem, God, will pay you back. Good if you're a good person, either in this world or the world to come. And bad people will get paid back, either in this world or the world to come. But especially the world to come, which is not under these natural orders, universal governance. And there, only good will happen to the good, and evil will befall the wicked. So this is Malbim's overall explanation of Bildad's view throughout the entire book of Iyov. Very interesting. So to sum up, in chapter 23 and 9 and many others, Iyov said that he is convinced about his righteousness and that he does not deserve his suffering, even according to the friend's theodicy. Here, Bildad responds to Iyov's specific claim of righteousness. And Bildad responded that God is powerful in the heavens and the earth, and he controls all the celestial forms. Clearly, in comparison, how can man be worthy of anything? Man is the son of worms and maggots. How could they speak to God? How could they request a hearing before God? We also studied Malbim's view that Bildad argued that the righteous who suffer ultimately are rewarded for their suffering, and the wicked get their punishment in the world to come. So all evens out in the end. However, there are rules of nature that govern the world, and they cannot be breached for individuals. Bildad is our last responder of the three friends, and Iyov will respond to him in our next chapter that we will learn together, chapter 26 of Iyov. Thank you for studying together L'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.